was the weight like, and what are you feeling right now?
It's, I don't know how to explain it. Just know where I'm going, and like, just know I'm going. I'm at a team. I made a team. I'm going down there to be a part of the team and just make try to make something happen.
There's some confusion here as to where you project which position, whether it's safety, corner, or maybe both. Can you clear that up for us?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what they got me at right now. I haven't been really told yet. I'm guessing safety. I've been hearing a lot of safety, but I've been hearing corner too, so I'm just as confused as y'all. I'm not even sure.
Playing at a small school, what got you on the map, do you think, to get scouts' attention?
I think first it was my special team ability. I got 9 block kicks in my career. I mean, I've always been, they say I'm one of the best special team players out there. And, I mean, I always just play as hard as I possibly can. And I think this year playing against California, that really helped me put me on the map. They had a really good game there. Had interception, 2 touchdowns, a block kick, a few tackles. And I really think that helped everybody know that I can play on that level.
Remember the last player from your school to go to the NFL on the draft?
I've been hearing that it was like 1960, I believe, 69. Somewhere around that. Yeah, it's been a really long time.
When you got the news, did you jump as high as you did on your YouTube video?
I might have jumped a little higher. I'm not sure.
What was the background on that? It looked like you had quite a crowd when you were attempting that jump.
Well, that night we were doing a strength night in front of some fans and some local people from around Clinton. And what happened was after I had did my event, I was doing hand clean. I did that, and then after everything was over, there was a few volleyball players that were in there that had seen me working out in the gym, working out in the weight room before doing box jumps. And so they was like, "Hey, Justin, can you come and do some box jumps, please? We just want to see you jump on something real high." And so what happened was my strength coach, Coach Taylor, he set up some boxes, something that I had gotten pretty close to before. And he just set up, he's like, "You think you can do this?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, I can do that." And so I just jumped on it. And I didn't even know somebody was recording it until, like, later on, like, the next month or something. And then my dad told me he put it on YouTube and everything. So it was really, none of this was planned out, like how it went viral and all that stuff. I never would have thought in a million years none of that stuff would have happened.
Well, obviously you have athleticism. Is that kind of a big skill you rely on to you know, obviously make it to the NFL?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, being playing in the NFL, everybody's athletic. Athleticism is what gets you in the door, being able to make plays and just doing what you got to do to be out there and play amongst the best of everybody.
Did you think, was there a point where you were thinking that this might not happen, or were you confident even though you were at such a small school that this would happen, you'd get drafted?
I was pretty confident. I didn't know when, but I was pretty confident that even if it was in the seventh round, I mean, I was pretty confident coming into it knowing that I would get picked up. But, I mean, I wasn't letting it get to me. I wasn't thinking about it too much. I just wanted to just get to a team and just show them what I got and get ready to start playing.
Thanks, Justin. Congratulations.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.